pastor of the Love Castle Family Church, Reverend Ebenezer Amua, has called on Ghanaians to exercise restraint as the country prepares for elections this year. Reverend Amua said this at the median graduation of 53 pastors of the church in Accra. He urged Ghanaians to think of their well-being first before sacrificing themselves for any political party. Here's Jessica Siedu's report.
The graduates from the Love Castle Family Church were taken through courses for 3 months. The training was to help them pastor their congregation and instill in them the right Bible principles for living. Reverend Amua said Ghanaians have a responsibility to exhibit peace and stability during and after the election. He urged the graduating pastors to keep praying for the country and its development.
Ghana, we need to also be in prayer as Christians. Prayer is what will revive the economy. Whilst those in the academia and political life will also put their ideas together and make sure things work the way it should. Each and everyone was called by God. But what happens is, along the line, because of material things, or probably because of sin, the person may lose contact with God. All that I can tell Ghanaians is that they should focus on Jesus Christ. I will encourage all Ghanaians that they should keep the teachings and the saying of Jesus. The main purpose was to pray for the country because we are in an election year. There are a lot of prophecies going on, and this is the time we need to stand and pray so that things will move in its right direction. Things will be so peaceful. So I urge all Ghanaians that we should come together and pray. Christians, believers, pastors, churches, let's all pray for the well-being of this country, because the past, the present, and the future of this country will be decided on this year's elections.
Reverend Ebenezer Amua asked Christians to give money to support the work of God if they are convicted, but not when they are compelled to do so.
Give money to support the work of God, and I believe that's the problem. They refuse to give, so the pastors force them to give by taking money from them.
They should also pray for the well-being of the country.